We laid the foundation for these few verses, chapter 10, verses 5 through 10 in the previous podcast, that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away the sins of mankind. Therefore, when he, Jesus, comes into the world, he says this, "Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. And whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you have taken no pleasure." Now you may wonder that why or how this can be said, for God himself was the one who commanded animal sacrifice. I want to consider a few verses in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 1, we have a few verses, and he says this in verse 11, "I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle, and I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls or lambs or goats. Wash yourselves," verse 16, "make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from my sight. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow." In other words, God is more concerned with their hearts and actions than with their sacrifices. Jeremiah 6, verse 19, "Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster on this people. Why? As for my law, they have rejected it also," verse 19. And then later on he says, "Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, and your sacrifices are not pleasing to me." Hosea 6, verse 6, "For I delight in loyalty rather than sacrifice." Amos 4 declares that Israel is in transgression and being punished, yet offering sacrifices. In Amos 5, verse 21, he says, I reject your festivals, nor do I delight in your solemn assemblies." Kent points it out this way, a commentator, "The point, of course, is not that God disapproved of animal sacrifices, for it was he who instituted them. But God does not want mere sacrifices, for animal sacrifices were per se valueless, nor does he want them forever. What God desires and always has is the heartfelt devotion of the person. Such may be present when sacrifices are made, and in the Old Testament such sacrifices did please God. The animal alone, however, did not satisfy him." In Psalm 51, David pens it perfectly, "O Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise, for you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are this, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, you will not despise." So Jesus says, "A body you have prepared for me." Quite simply, as I believe each one is listening here in front of me knows, Christ took on flesh. "Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God." This is taken from Psalm 40, verses 7 and 8. We already learned in Hebrews that Jesus had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Verse 17. So going back to verse 8, it says this, "After saying above, sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you have not desired, nor have you taken pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law." There is a recognition, yes, God did ordain that animal sacrifices happen in the law, but it was never about the animal sacrifices, as already mentioned. Then he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will." So Jesus came to fulfill the will of the Father. It was perfect obedience. He never once sinned. He came to do the will of God, a sinless sacrifice. So he takes away the first in order to establish the second. Of course, the implications are clear. If Christ's perfect fulfilling sacrifice has now come and taken place, then the insufficient pictures of sacrifices of animals surely ought to be done away with. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. We are set apart to God as holy in our standing before him, perfect saints, not because of any type of sacrifice or good deeds, nor merit of our own, but only by the body that was broken and the human blood which was spilt by Jesus Christ, who came according to the Father's will, in submission, in perfect obedience, becoming like us in every respect, yet without sin, and therefore being able to provide sanctification, cleansing, righteousness, forgiveness, justification for anyone who will believe on him as the way, the truth, and the life, that he came, he died, was buried, and rose again. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. And if you have done so, you are, and you are trusting in Christ, you are saved. And there is hope found in him. So continue hoping in him and him alone. If you have not yet trusted in him, turn and trust in him, because nothing else can earn your salvation. He has already earned it for you. So turn, trust, and believe in him.